This is the last part of Rahway. A few last comments about the poem. First of all, Rahway has served me well over the years. I also got a chance to write some novels, and one of them is called Snake Garden Paradise. And I had written it before I started doing my graduate work, my doctoral work. And I was doing my dissertation, and I was told halfway through my work that my dissertation could be a piece of creative writing. And I asked if that included a novel, and I was told yes. Well, I had this novel called Snake Garden Paradise, and I thought, this will be pretty easy. I can use this novel that I already wrote. And so I started the process of making it ready for submission. And I had a 3-professor board who were going to examine me on it. I had to answer lots of questions. It was a challenge kind of thing. An exam of sorts. And there were meetings before this final presentation with some of my advisors. And one of them, a guy named Professor Rob Reedy at Drew University, said, I think that the character needs more of an interior life. This is what he said about Snake Garden. And I said, really? It was 2 weeks before I was due to present, defend, it's called. And he said, yeah, I think you should rewrite it. I said, okay. He said, we can just postpone this for a semester. And I said, no, I'll rewrite it. And what I did was I went back and read through it very, very carefully, and found places to cannibalize sections of this poem and slip them in to the book that I had written about the character Ron Tuck that I had created. And it was a theme that I had seen before, a tactic I had seen done before. James Joyce, most notably, has these passages of poetry and Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, but I think he composed them for the book. That wasn't my case, but I thought I could borrow the idea. And so Rahway made its first actual appearance in snippets as part of my book, Snake Garden Paradise. They did give me the doctorate, so I guess that was a good thing. And finally, the end of Rahway is not a happy one. It burned down. And I didn't know it had burned down. We were all out of there for years. And then I heard it had and wasn't sure. And Val and I were on our way back from the shore one night, and I wanted to stop and see and show it to her. She had heard a lot about it and never seen it. So we stopped, and it had indeed burned down. And went up on the front porch, which was dangerous. She came with me, which was also dangerous. It was all boarded up and collapsing. And you could see in through the front door where they had hatcheted it open. That picture of the woman on the front door, maid on the front door, was still there, but nothing else. Rahway, Part 7. Ensconced. I still feel like I am going home when I go to Rahway, but I wanted a place that no one could take from me. Spring music with a chill in the air and the warmth of a dance the waxing moon appears and reappears. The house speaks plainly, like a stage of life. Perspective is a view from the outside, as we crawl in dreams, inspecting and naked, calling into the early light. When she feels me, I wonder if she knows what to do. We fit what we see into what we become. Where I am, she will be too.